This is CliffCentral.com.
I don't know if you've noticed, but Aria Kelman is on a... He's messing around in Europe or something. And we've got the Urban Culture Drive, which is... they're one of our shows that does an hour in the week. And now they're also standing in for Kelman in the afternoons. And we're going to spend a bit of time getting to know these guys. And I thought, why not do it today? It's Friday. We're in a good mood. Things are busy around here. There's a lot happening. So let's put our thoughts into a big bowl and pull out a key and see who we end up with this morning. All right? Are you ready, Ben?
That analogy is just never going to go away.
It's great. Well, Sia seems to think it's quite exciting because every time I talk about it, his eyes light up a little bit. So this show, The Urban Culture Drive, is all about the mysterious lives of millennials and what they do because they're professionals now, how they live, what their priorities are. You know, we always talk about millennials as a generation, like they're totally different species, but they're not. And millennials get treated differently, which I think annoys them. And they get painted with this kind of, oh, all we care about is likes on social media brush, which is also not true. And I know lots of millennials. These are not unambitious or uninteresting people. In fact, many of them are way more interesting than people who come from generations before them. So Lesego Mapanga we're familiar with. We've met Lesego many times. He's been a part of the Cliff Central family virtually from day one. But I want you to meet Candace, Craig, and Job, who are all here this morning.
Hello, hello, hello.
Candace, you are like shot out of a cannon this morning. Walked in here and you were bouncing around.
I was snapping. I was all excited.
Look at you.
I must tell you, though, Gareth, being on the other side of this is quite nerve-wracking, hey?
Why?
I mean, we're used to this. We do this every day. But like sitting across from you right now, I mean, I'm shaking.
Yeah,
can you tell?
He's in a bad mood today as well. He's just having a rant about everything.
Why does everybody think I'm in a bad mood? I'm really not in a bad mood. I'm actually in a fantastic mood today. This is how I operate.
Just
don't talk about music.
I'm manic. That's all.
The first thing we had when we walked in, listening into the show, was him cursing. It's like, okay.
Sorry, Job.
What are we walking into?
No, you know, Job with that very sexy voice is actually the producer.
Is it really a sexy voice?
Yeah, I think it's good.
It's stunning.
Yeah. It sounds like you've either got cancer of the throat or it's sex. I'll figure it out. But it's very nice.
I don't know. I think it's a bit better when you're on this side, because when you're on that side, on the other side, there's a lot of preparation and looking at the clock and making sure that the buttons are right.
Stuff to do.
You know what I mean? And it's like the hot seat.
Not in Gareth's case.
I like what you guys are doing, and obviously I've been paying attention to what you've been doing in the Urban Culture Drive.
Really, have you?
Yes,
thank
I
you.
Have.
Actually.
Thank you.
We're going to give you. We're going to sign an autograph. We're going to give you an autograph.
Well, you know
now.
What? It's a very energetic show. You've got great points of view. I think you guys put in a lot of work to make sure that you're not just sitting there talking shit every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because you bring in great guests. You talk about interesting subjects. And I would say anybody who wants to try and wrap their heads around some of the big issues in society today, some of the things that young people are thinking about, they should be listening to this. They should be paying attention because, unfortunately, there aren't a lot of spaces where we can talk honestly.
Mm.
You know, a lot of the stuff that is in mainstream media, or even online, is what people want you to think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of like the real stuff that you talk about with your actual friends, which we were talking about just a second ago. So how did you get into this, Craig?
Actually, it was just by mistake. Honestly, this is not my intention. I'm an academic. I'm currently pursuing my PhD in finance.
PhD in finance.
I mean, guys.
Can we just give him a round of applause?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're the most qualified person to ever sat in the studio.
Do you understand? The levels. See how lucky you are.
Gareth, in that jersey, he was always going to do something like that.
You know?
He wasn't going to come in here and say, I do graphic design.
Ironically, on my Instagram, I'm always naked. Half naked. So.
Well, we'll talk about the more spicy side of your life, but this is fascinating. A PhD in finance. I mean, this is – you have to be so seriously dedicated to numbers and the economy and figuring
Absolutely.
Out how businesses work. And how do you even have time to do this show?
I think, you know, my job is flexible, so there are a lot of perks with being an academic. I mean, you don't always have to be at work. You can always work from home. And I met Mapanga last year. We went to Tux together, but we never spoke at that time because I always thought I was cooler than him. And, you know, as time went by, we met
up. You thought you were cooler than him, but Lesego is like a former Mr. South Africa.
I mean
guys, The guy walks around. He picks up interest from men and women, no matter what he's trying to do.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, don't give me that shit. You saw him first.
Yeah, I did. I did. I did check him out at the gym. Okay. You know.
We see.
And then after that, we just concocted this idea that, you know, we should actually do a radio show together. And I just thought I was going to be a researcher. But after he got exposed to Craig O'Sexy, he just was like, ah, you know what? You're in my team. I need you.
He calls himself Craig O'Sexy, yes. This guy.
Look that at this. Deep
level.
Interesting.
Dr. Craig O'Sexy.
Do you understand?
He's taking the game to a whole new different level.
So, Job, what about you? What's your background?
So, I'm a civil engineer by profession and by trade. Did my degree at the University of Pretoria. Worked for one of the big five construction companies. And after 3 years last year, I left.
Were you responsible for that bridge collapse at Grayson?
No, I was actually at Mirupi Power Station. So I might have been responsible
for
the
delays.
You're
even worse.
I was for the delays.
Okay, but you're not involved in engineering at all now.
No. So last year, I left engineering in pursuit of other things. So it was a more of a pursuit of purpose to find what is it that I need to do, what is it that interests me or excites me. And in that, I tried it. Number of different avenues, one of which was to start up a community radio station.
Mm-hmm.
So upon that, we reconnected with Lesego. And I approached the ideas like, nah, let's forget about the radio station for a while. Right. Let's actually do a radio show because I'm thinking of doing a radio show. So that was shortly, by then I presume he had already spoken to Craig.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we started planning that thing, the whole radio show thing out. And by God's faith, you called and said, hey, Lesego.
Yeah.
We have a slot again for you. Right. Come back. And by then, we had literally, it was 2 days literally after we'd finalized the show.
I love it when these teams come together without anybody putting them together.
Yeah.
And clearly
yeah.
you
it's
guys,
organic.
That's what happened. So
yeah,
how did you get in? How did you get in?
Okay, cool. So I know Les also from Tux. And he just gave me a call like one Thursday afternoon. He's like, dude, yeah, I need you on like a marketing team because that's what I do for some show on Cliffs Angel. I'm like, cool. But I actually want to be on it, but okay. I didn't know that I was going to be on the show at the time. So we get to the studio the next Tuesday, and he's like, oh, yeah, you're going live. I'm like, what? And literally our first show, Gareth, like
he
none of
give
us
any
knew
warning?
Nothing. No. We got into the studio, and we killed it. I think it's one of our highest rated shows.
Yeah, why not?
It was brilliant. It was brilliant.
Well, you know what's cool about kind of hitting things here is that you there's no right or wrong. The audience are going to either listen or they won't. And for us, there's no cost. It's not like you're going to lose us an audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because people come in and they'll listen to a particular show or they'll download a specific podcast and they don't really care what else is going on. I mean, you know, whoever listens to my show might not listen to anything else and people who listen to other stuff might not listen to me. And that's cool. That's the beauty of being being in this new media world of 2018. You know, the audience are the boss. They get to choose. If I'm boring, they're gone.
Yeah, correct.
I feel like for me, I was talking to Candace yesterday, like this platform, I don't know about the traditional commercial platform for radio, but having started on Cliff and working here, it gives a sense of freedom. Even when I plan the show, when we conduct the show, there's a sense of freedom that you get, like a fresh of breath air. You're free to express your thoughts and where you are at without any filter
or anything.
So
what do you guys focus on most of the time? I tried to paraphrase that it was kind of what young people are thinking, the issues in society that we're all talking about. But what are the things that you want to keep talking about on the show? What are the things that interest you guys, that you think interests South Africans at large?
So the one thing I'd say with our show is that we're very unconventional. We have a very unconventional approach, very raw.
Okay.
So we're going to touch on topics that, you know, we generally discuss, but look, we're going to have our own different approach. So we're going to talk gay.
Yeah.
We're going to talk being top or bottom if you're gay.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're going to talk being broke as shit. We're going to talk, oh, you're a slay queen. How many guys have you been having sex with to pay your rent? That's our approach. And we're raw. And I feel like that's what people want to listen to. That's what they want to hear.
I like this.
And that's our approach. And I think it's been working for us.
You got any slay queens in yet?
Yes. To our show. Yeah, we're working on getting them in.
I thought you were admitting.
But I am one. I am one. I'm one in training. Yeah. I'm in training tightly.
All right.
I also think that, you know, the kind of energy that all these individuals bring, make the show grow organically. So we didn't really know that we're going to be interviewing a lot of artists, a lot of celebrities. It just happened organically. You know, we didn't know that there was going to be hashtag Smash or Mary or hashtag Craig or Sexy, Gay Talk or whatever the case might be. It just happened organically. So I think, as you know, the more productive we become, the more experience we get, the more we just grow as, you know, a radio show.
What are the things, you've maybe touched on one or two of these already, but what are the things that you think people are not talking about that we need to start getting into? That maybe people only talk about in private that we need to start discussing publicly.
There was a show we did on racism. We had a guy in here from Limpopo. He, during the H&M saga experience, he actually went and challenged H&M and his account on Instagram got deactivated. 40-something thousand followers, or was it 20-something thousand followers?
Yeah, but when you say challenge him, what did he do? Threaten them?
Yeah, like he's an activist.
Yeah, he's a political activist.
He's a political activist, and he was out there.
If you're only an activist on Instagram and you get banned from Instagram, you're no longer an activist.
but I think for him, he was just very raw. And he was a purist.
He's from Limpopo. I mean, what do you expect?
And his reach was so
big. They still believe in witches.
So chances are, so we had him on the show speaking about his experience.
He's lucky he came on your show. That's the only place he's ever going to have an audience again.
After this, you'll never hear from him.
He did, because I know he tried to recover his following, and it's still on like 200. I mean, it's rough.
We had a gay pastor, gay reverend.
Yes. Wow. I mean,
those are rare. You don't find a lot of those.
Who has a gay church?
Yeah.
Which focuses on that. So that was also interesting. And yesterday we were just speaking about the conversation of
Kanye West
issues about slavery.
Okay. What do you guys think of Kanye? Give me your take on Kanye West.
That's my take. What I told the guys yesterday is I agree with the guy.
What?
Yeah. I agree with the guy.
We almost fell off our chairs.
I told the guys, let's remove emotions and let's look at rationale, right? We are being told that we have no choice or control on people imposing things on us,
right?
Inflicting pain or whatever, we have no choice against that, but we definitely do have a choice against how we react or respond towards those things. Look, the choice might not be easy.
Yes.
I'm not saying the choice is easy. I'm not in any way nullifying the struggles of the previous
generations.
I'm not in any way taking anything from that.
Okay.
It was a difficult choice, but it was a choice nonetheless. And that's what I feel the guy was saying. Let me put it in another perspective. For the mere fact that we were able to overcome slavery or overthrow or nullify it and apartheid, it goes to show that it was a choice. There were people who were conscious enough and saying, I am not going to succumb to this. Because if it was not a choice, all of us would have been slaves. And all of us would have not came out of slavery. And so for the mere fact that there was resistance, it shows that some were saying, I am going to stand against it. Some are not going to stand against it. You know what? It's making sense to me.
I hate to say it. Because when I saw what Kanye West said, my immediate reaction was, like, this guy just hasn't read enough history books.
Yeah, I'm done. I don't know.
You're a PhD in finance. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of people who throw around opinions, especially in the Kardashian family, you think, you know, shut up, read a book.
Yeah,
absolutely. But I do, in a way, disagree with the way that he put it out there. You know, I felt like there could have been more thought onto that tweet, you know, because it really evoked a lot of emotion. I do understand when Job explained it to me, I do understand his perspective, but I felt like for such a public figure to put something like that out there could have been either a PR stunt or he was high, between the two.
Hey, sometimes they both go together.
Yeah, I agree. I just think he's a fame whore.
Yeah.
The end.
But that doesn't mean that he's throw out his opinion with the bathwater. I mean, look, there are a lot of people who say dumb stuff, and that's one of the things about being alive now is that you get to see a lot of dumb stuff online, right?
Yeah.
Plenty of it. And everyone has an opinion, and everyone has a Twitter account or an Instagram, and therefore they've got an access now to a community that they would never have had before. We would have driven past these people on the street and ignored them.
I don't know anything about
we would have said they're mentally ill. They must carry on screaming on the street corner. But now we have to engage with these thoughts and ideas, and maybe it's good to be challenged. I don't know about Kanye. Like, part of me says he's the bravest man in the world because he's actually going against
the norm.
Well, not only the norm, but he's going against his own community in some ways, which is always the bravest thing to do. And I always think that people who do that deserve at least a good hearing.
Some sort of accolade.
But I think to say that people chose to be slaves. I don't know if that's what he's saying, but if he is saying that, I think that's really insensitive and ahistorical.
Yes.
And he's not helping the situation. If he's trying to get people talking about free thought, then he's going about it the wrong way.
That I fully agree. Hence, I'm saying the manner in which Greg said, the way in which he went about it, it's off.
So this is the kind of stuff you guys will talk about on the show.
All sorts.
Yeah.
I love it.
We can go from such a serious topic to being who's your Zeddy. Yeah.
And we can go from like factual opinion to like watered down me just saying, oh, okay, cool. What
when am I getting
which is great. I love the range of thinking that we
because
have on our show.
Isn't that what happens when you're with your friends?
Exactly. Yes. Everyone has different opinions.
One or two of you get into a serious conversation about something. Everybody thinks you're arguing, but you're actually enjoying it.
Yeah.
And then one person will come past and say, look, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Right. I got you.
And there's a game. Candace does Smash
or Marry, which is really taken.
I like that. Let's play it now. Give me some examples.
All right.
So Smash or Marry. Okay, so I'm going to play around. Okay, cool. So we'll start
with
you.
Like, isn't it F, Marry, Kill? Like you have three.
But they don't want
no,
to kill.
We've changed it.
Oh, you see you softcore millennials.
Okay, cool.
We
so
chop out the kill.
Because the kill is a get out of jail card.
Oh, I see what
so
you mean.
So we want you to commit.
The right, game is also gender fluid, which makes it a lot
go on,
more
give
spicy.
Me two
okay,
names.
So Gareth,
yes.
Kanye West.
Or?
Smash or Marry. No, you need to
oh,
say.
Oh, I have to choose to smash
and
or marry.
Are you going to be top or bottom?
Jesus.
Yes, you see?
Oh, man. I'm going to take this seriously. I'm going to take your question seriously.
You only have 5 seconds, by the way.
You've got to marry Kanye because he's got tons of cash, right?
Yeah, true.
And
okay.
Plus... Look, does marry include smashing?
Oh, of course.
Of course. So you're
the whole shebang. It's just marry just suggests that you'll actually be able to deal with this person long term.
Yeah. Yes.
No, I can't deal with him long term.
So you'll just smash him? So Sia, top or bottom?
Do I do top or bottom with Kanye? Sia, give me some advice. What is it, Sia?
He's now getting chunky, so you don't want all of that on top of you.
All right,
finished.
So just putting it out there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
So you don't. Okay. No. But you have to. Just make a call. Make a call.
Mm. So you see, that's how intense the game is.
Okay, I have one more name.
All right, go.
Marlo.
You said kill's not an option?
No.
Kill is not an option.
Absolutely not.
You need to answer that one.
You said you want to play.
You're writing another book after this, Gareth. I want an answer on that.
Hell no. In fact, I have not thought about her for like years. You have to bring up that.
Smash or marry.
I'm talking about your gran. Okay, your own gran. Smash or marry your gran. How's that, bitch?
Oh, yeah.
Flip the script. So that's how guests usually respond on the show.
I like it. You make them uncomfortable. It's very good.
We bring them out of the show.
And we've got a lot of positive response with the whole gay aspect because, you know, we have a lot of...
You're an LGBT activist, right? Yeah.
Not an activist. No, guys. I wouldn't put it as an activist.
Member.
I'm just a member. You know, I'm not out there trying to
push an agenda. You don't have a meeting, like, with all the others.
No!
So you made yourself a member and therefore you're an activist, if you ask me. Nothing wrong with that.
So we're getting a good response from especially for the rappers because they're quite sensitive about the matter.
Candace, what about what you do the rest of the time?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, what's your normal day job?
So I'm in marketing, so I'm a marketing professional.
Yeah.
I like to think of myself as the best in the industry. I'm joking, literally. I'm just super average.
Are we working in a particular?
Okay, I used to be in banking.
Oh Jesus!
Yes, I'm sure. I mean. Look at me, really. Okay. All this energy. So people got bored really quickly, so now I just freelance and try to not get people bored.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you do?
What do I do? Day job. This is my day job. This is me.
So literally everyone always wonders, like, guys, what do you do when you go home?
What's the
process?
I've built a laboratory at home.
Yeah.
I've got a chemical laboratory, an inorganic chemical laboratory. I've got so many books that... there is no space for them anymore. I have a dog. I watch a bit of series.
Yeah.
I'm watching Billions season 3 at the moment.
And how are you finding
that?
Is it fabulous?
Fantastic.
And I spend a bit of time with the family. I got two nephews. That's enough.
That's quite that's interesting. Enough. That's a nice life.
Yeah,
simple life.
What's happening in the lab, though?
I just
are you cooking meth?
No. Inorganic chemistry. See,
I don't know.
I need a doctor to help me out. So, inorganic chemistry. So what I did was I was synthesizing sulfur trioxide yesterday. Out of P2O5, which
you
is
lost me. You lost me. I completely like shut down.
And concentrated sulfuric acid.
Why?
For why? For what?
Because you want to learn about the stuff we're all made of. You want to know what kind of chemistry we all. You know, we all consist of the 118 elements on the periodic table. Absolutely. I'm interested in all of them except carbon. I mean, I'm interested in carbon, but carbon means organic chemistry. So everything in the universe is made of these things. I want to know how they work, how they react, what they look like in their pure state, whether they're solids, liquids, gases, whether they're reactive or not, whether they give or take electrons. This stuff fascinates me. It's got nothing to do with my
what's
work.
What's your formal profession? This kind of, like,
no,
education?
I studied law. Mm-hmm. Never finished it, though.
Yeah.
And then I ended up doing international politics and history, and I read a lot. So.
And now you have a thing for the science.
No, I've always had a thing. Since I was 14, I've been interested in science, music.
That's an interesting aspect. People don't know this about you.
History. Yeah.
Breaking news Culture Drive.
I would never. I mean, science, I failed science flat on my ass. And it's just like.
Dude, he lost me at lab. I just heard lab. I thought math.
Listen, I'm curious. To answer your question, the best answer is I'm interested in the world. I'm interested in everything. That's why I'm interested in human psychology and in history and in astronomy. There's so much that's going on around us. That's why I want to live forever. You can learn a little bit about everything. Why the hell not?
Makes sense why your opinions are so well informed.
Well, sometimes.
So if you were to give us like two or three thoughts about, look, you know, what you should do or shouldn't do when you turn 40. Just give me the first three things.
Don't. Just don't turn 40. Kill yourself. Kill yourself before you turn 40. There's my best advice.
So when is your suicide attempt coming?
No, I got through it. And I've never been suicidal. The one thing I've got is a very strong survival instinct.
Okay.
Things would have to go so horribly wrong. I mean, you'd have to cut off all four of my limbs.
But you're right.
I have to be.
Never turn
you're
40.
Able to recover so well
I'd
from your
like
scandals.
I don't,
it's admirable. I mean, teach Kanye West.
I want to live forever and I want to know about the world. And I don't really care about what people think of me, which is, I think, safe, because if you really feel that way, it's a great existence. You spend
There's
your whole
no
time
limits.
Yeah, you spend your whole time making life interesting and fulfilling.
Yeah,
it's kind of how I feel. All right, thank you, Yulot.
Thank you so much.
See you guys. The Urban Culture Drive, they're on this afternoon.
No,
sorry, it's Friday. So he's back to Monday.
Monday to Thursday, 4 to 6.
That's right, for Kelman over the course of the next month. Very, very nice. All right. Urban Culture Drive. Thank you, Job. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Craig. Thank you so much, Candace. Nice to meet you guys properly on the show this morning.
This is CliffCentral.com.